Yes, Zimbabwe.
What's good, what's good, what's good, Muriye Zimbabwe, lingani chona njani, Muriye Zimbabwe, mtsakazo muhle, Zimbabwe muhle, and Deipiko Muhammad Zangu. If you're tuned in right now, you're tuned in to Live Talk, The Connection, brought to you by Studio 7, Voice of America, on Tuesday, August 10, 2021. Muriye Zimbabwe, mtsakazo muhle, I'm your host, Mike Ole. Once again, Muriye Zimbabwe, mtsakazo muhle. If you're tuning in right now, welcome, 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 wherever you are in the world. If you're in Africa, good evening. If you're in America, good afternoon. Wherever you're in the world, welcome. Uhlelo lwethu labasakhulayo. We're coming to you live from our studios in Washington, D.C. Tonight on The Connection, we speak to Zimbabwean youth about the coronavirus pandemic. We focus on the lockdown, which has recently been extended by President Emmerson Mnangagwa by another 2 weeks. If you're looking to join us, Muriye Zimbabwe, you can call us live on air. The number is +1 202-619-2077. The number again, +1 202-619-2077. For those that are streaming this conversation live on our three Facebook pages, that being VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele Zulugandaba, kindly share the program with your networks. Linga kohle njalo ukufitizela lapha ubhala ukuthi like, kuthinya phaya phakanzi like, ukuze sibone ukuthi ngempela 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 Zulugandaba sisonke like so. Thilithose phano pachirongwa chedu chevethi igipa ne Penyere Studio 7. So ngempela fitizela lapha ukubhala ukuthi like, ukuze sibone ukuthi hayi likhona kuhlelo lwethu labasakhulayo njalo libukele ngobunengi benu. Also feel free to write the comments in your comments section, and we're going to be reading those comments live on air. Without wasting time, Muriye Zimbabwe, let's delve into the discussion. First up, an update on COVID-19. Now, according to the most recent information released by the Ministry of Health and Childcare, Zimbabwe currently has 116,853 confirmed COVID-19 cases, 90,120 recoveries, and 3,919 deaths. As of last night alone, 3,369 PCR tests were conducted, 526 new cases were detected, 1,381 recoveries, 19 deaths. The country currently has 27,800 active COVID-19 cases. And when we talk about the COVID-19 vaccine, to date, 1,897,414 people have taken the COVID-19 vaccine. Of those that have taken both the first and the second jab, is 1,044,365. But now, whilst on the discussion of coronavirus in Zimbabwe, last night, as I mentioned earlier on, Muriye Zimbabwe, President Emmerson Mnangagwa announced that Zimbabwe would be continuing with the COVID-19 lockdown for another 2 weeks. Let us head over to a clip that we have of President Emmerson Mnangagwa talking about the lockdown. The next clip we're about to play is courtesy of Zim Papers, a TV network. To watch the full clip, head over to their Facebook page.
The nation has made good progress in controlling the resurgence and hence the third wave. The increase in new cases per day has gone down considerably in the past 2 weeks, even to less than 10% for most provinces. This is a clear indication that the third wave and the pandemic in general is being brought under control. Unfortunately, the number of new cases and deaths per day remain unacceptably high. It is for this reason that the current lockdown level 4 has to be extended by another 2 weeks. I urge us all to comply with requirements of this emergency. Adherence to all prevention measures will enable the country to continue on the right path to recovery.
Well, Muriya Zimbabwe, that was President Emmerson Mnangagwa talking about the COVID-19 lockdown in Zimbabwe, which has been extended by another 2 weeks. To give us a better understanding of what's happening on the ground, the lockdown which has been extended, and of course other issues, we're joined by Decent Dube of the Matobo Youth Development Initiative. Dube, welcome to the program. Before, how are you doing?
I'm good, Mike. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for taking time out to join us. So let's start, let's kick it off. The lockdown, that's the most topical thing we have, has been extended by another 2 weeks. So technically, Zimbabwe would have been on lockdown for about 6 weeks consecutive. What are your thoughts on this? Do you think this is helping?
Yeah, yesterday the president extended the lockdown, and as much as it was a shock to most of the people, or young people to be specific, I think it was a necessity. It's not like we are yet safe from the COVID-19. The vaccination is ongoing, and the response is not that convincing. I feel like most of the vaccine is not available in most of the centers, especially in rural areas. So I think there is need to continue having this lockdown. Unfortunately, there is no... The lockdown might be ineffective just because there is no vaccine, and most of the people, there is no choice but to go out there and defend for themselves. Mm-hmm. So as much as it is so necessary to have this lockdown, I feel like there are some measures we need to complement the lockdown, like the availability of vaccines as well as the rollout of the vaccine or the availability of it in rural areas.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk a little more about that, and we'll start off with the how people are abiding to the COVID-19 lockdown. If we look at just at the statistics themselves, over the past 2 weeks, as announced by President Emmerson Mnangagwa yesterday and the clip that we played earlier on, the stats actually have decreased to the government's credit. The amount of people that are contracting and the amount of people that are dying over the past 2 weeks has decreased. I remember last week would be reporting on average it was about 50 to 100 at times people that would die. But now we're talking about 10, 20, maximum we're talking 30 people. Today it was just about 19. How helpful do you think the lockdown has been in that concept?
Yeah, the numbers are positive. It's showing signs of improvement in terms of people who have died. Now, compared to last few weeks, it's showing some signs of improvement. So I'm not quite sure. I'm not expecting to determine whether it's because of the lockdown or whether it's because of the way people are responding to the vaccination, mm-hmm. or it's just that maybe the virus maybe is losing its deadliness, but I feel like we are on the right track in terms of achieving, maybe fighting COVID-19. Whatever is happening, I feel like we're on the right track. So you wouldn't be surprised if the authorities they maintain the status quo and continue with the lockdown. But mm-hmm. I feel like we're on the right track. So we're hoping that people might maybe be resilient and soldier on in this hard time, while we are trying to find the perfect solution in this situation.
When we take a look at what's happening in the rural areas, because that's where you guys predominantly focus, how have people been responding and how are people surviving under the lockdown? As I mentioned, 6 weeks straight, that's a very long time for some people to not be working, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
It's really hard. Of course, Matobo, where I am based, is a mining growth point. The miners are in business as usual. They are continuing with their work. But businesses are affected so massively because they are supposed to close at 3:30. And most of the time, that's when the miners will be getting into town to actually do their business. So most of the time, that's where we are expected to be making money from 3 to evening, but most we are supposed to close. So it's been a tough situation. The lockdown has been affecting young people, women, and other marginalized groups. So it's really tough. Sometimes you can only imagine how people are surviving, but it's a very tricky situation. So it's really hard. We're hoping that we can maybe get back to normal, and we can only just optimistic that many people are going to take the vaccine in order for us to maybe get back to normal.
Mm-hmm. All right, Decent. Let me hold you on the line for 1 second. We have a couple of videos from residents who are commenting on the COVID-19 vaccination program in Zimbabwe. They're also talking about the effect of coronavirus on Zimbabweans, which I'd like to play. And when we come back, I'd like your feedback. Muriya Zimbabwe Mtokozo Muhle, let us head over to the first video that we have, whereby a resident of Harare spoke to VOA correspondent Rutendo Mawere. Let's take a look. Well, Muriya Zimbabwe, you're hearing there, that was one of Harare's residents speaking to our VOA correspondent, Rutendo Mawere. But now, VOA's Ezra Chisasvanda also took to the streets of Bulawayo, Gontutu, Ziyathunga, where he spoke to some residents. Let us take a look at what one of the young residents had to say. Hayi, zulukandaba liyamuzwa phela osakhulayo lapha uThawanda Khaseke ubexoxa lentathelo yezindaba yeStudio 7 uEzra Chisasvanda. Sithanda ukubonga uEzra kanye loRutendo for those interviews. Decent, are you still there on the line, Bafo?
Yes, I'm still on the line.
So the first one that I want to, focus on there is the interview enziwe nguRutendo. My takeaway from that predominantly focuses on how people are calling for, the vaccines, as you mentioned earlier on, to be decentralized and make sure we see someone in the most rural of areas can go next door to the local clinic and receive a vaccine. What's happening in places like Matopo? Are people finding easy access to the vaccines, especially in the local clinics?
What has been happening in Matopo, especially in rural areas, is that most of the people that have been going there to vaccinate, but they couldn't find the vaccine in most cases. So some of the clinics, most of them, honestly, they have the vaccine, but the queues are long. Which shows that there is need to maybe increase the places where the vaccination is taking place. Mm-hmm. But in most cases, now people are aware of the need of taking the vaccine, and they are just looking to have the vaccine, and you can in most cases, you find that they could not find the vaccine in virus clinics. For example, in St. Joseph's, I heard that the vaccine does not take long. If it's delivered, it doesn't take long. Most of the time, it's finished. So it shows how vulnerable people are becoming, and they need to be vaccinated as a matter of ages. They see the need to vaccinate, but most of the time they don't get the vaccine.
So if tinta ke udaba lolu ngolimi lokamama ngamafishane are decent before we move over to the other clips that I would like to play, because you're also a human rights activist, so there's some human rights discussions that are coming with the COVID-19 vaccine that I want to touch on. But before we head over to that, ngifisa ukuthinta lolu daba ngolimi lokamama ngamafishane. Njengosakhulayo nantu uhlelo lwe-COVID-19 lockdown level 4 lulokhu luqhubekela phambili. Another 2 weeks simuzwe umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa announcing izolo. Njengosakhulayo ukubona njani lokho?
Ya, i-lockdown yona vele isethuse kakhulu, besingakhangelelanga, besizithethi khona mhlawumbe uzoiza some of ama-regulations abantwana besikole bekwazi ukuthi bebuyele esikolweni. Sasikhuluma last week, we're talking about abantwana abancane abazithwalayo, kanti kulama issues abantwana abancane ababethele nzima ngenxa ye-abuse abahlangana nayo. Ngenxa yokuthi most of them sebesekhaya, abanye ngabazithele ukwazi ukuthi khona ngeke babuyele esikolo. So i-lockdown is making things worse socially, politically, as well as economically. So sinesifiso sokuthi ngabe izinto can get back to normal. And the advice engayinika abantu ngixwayise ukuthi khona mhlawumbe sizama ukuthi sivaccinate ngoba yinto manje engasenza ukuthi khona sigcine sikwanisile ukuthi sibuyele esimeni esi-right. So but we can still not force abantu ukuthi khona kube mandatory vaccination, ngoba into ebalulekileyo ukuthi silethe i-information ifike bebe lolwazi lokuthi ma bevaccinate bavaccinate ngayiphi i-vaccine, and yonke i-information beyithole. So i-information yebalulekileyo khona abantu bangasoze bebe reluctant, because most of i-information abayitholayo ama-conspiracy theories ayenza ukuthi beyesale becabanga ukuthi i-vaccine le akusi into engabasilisa but engabayenza ukuthi batshone. So yikho okuthiwa kube nzima ukuthi khona now the government is fighting against fake news le-pandemic, then kuba nzima kakhulu. So into ebalulekileyo ukuthi khona abantu bethole i-information e-right. So i-government needs to avail information to abantu abasemakhaya ukuthi kube easy ukufighta i-COVID-19.
Njengenhlanganiso ekhokhelwa ngabantu abasakhulayo, what exactly are you guys doing ukusiza uZulu ngalesi sikhathi uhlelo lwe-lockdown lokhe luqhubekela phambili for another 2 weeks?
Esikwenzayo since we cannot asikwanisa ukuthi sibe nabantu abasha sibahlanganise endaweni eyi-1 because we're adhering to ama-regulations akhona in a fight for i-virus. Into esiyenzayo ukuthi we're using i-WhatsApp ukuthi khona to reach out to abantu abasha, we talk about i-importance yokuthi khona beqhubeke bezivikela ku-COVID-19 and bekwazi nokuthi khona i-COVID-19 isasekhona. And into esiyenzayo ukuthi khona they become champions of i-fight against gender-based violence, which has been happening kakhulu ematoko. So sabe sifuna ukuthi khona abantu abasha bekwazi ukuthi khona they can be advocates against gender-based violence. So yindlela esizama ukuthi siba-engage ngayo, benanzelele ukuthi be-connect the relationship between COVID ne-GBV. So even lama-challenges like some of the entrepreneurship opportunities abangaphuma nawo during COVID-19. So sabe sizama ukuthi simotivate-ane nokuthi how can you deal with trauma at this moment in time, because young people are affected or serious, but sometimes they sexually want to ignore. So we're trying to engage them with the platform at Lapis Proper Corner to have this motivated.
Okay, decent. On the line before, you touched on something which I also want to delve a little deeper into about the rights of people when we talk about the COVID-19 vaccine. So hold on the line for 1 second. Muriya Zimbabwe, I want to spotlight another challenge faced by Zimbabweans. There have been reports of some companies urging their employees to take the COVID-19 vaccine, and when they don't, they're either told to stay at home, and at times they lose out on their benefits. At times they've gone as far as losing their jobs. Over the weekend, my colleague Blessing Zulu caught up with Chamburikira Mananga, who is one of these people who actually lost his job due to this procedure. Let us hear what they had to say.
Zvakaita ndezvekuti basa paraka kumira kwarakaita pane vakavhakisinwa pakuudzwa kwatakaitwa takaudzwa kunzi vhakisini iri kuuya iyi ndeyekudzivirira coronavirus uye yakasununguka akasununguka anobayiwa asina haabayiwi asi zvakaita ndezvekuti takazongoona basa kunzi vasina kubayiwa regedzai basa dzoserai maturusi ebasa saka pari zvino takatodzosera maturusi hatisi kuzivaki toita sei pari zvino nenhau yeupenyu kurarama
saka vangani vakambomiswa basa kana kuti vakatogumurwa pari zvino nenyaya yekuti havana kubayiwa nhomba
pari zvino vasina kubayiwa nhomba iyi vanosvika 9 kana kivapfumbamwe vasina kubayiwa nhomba iyi pasection yatiri yetriangle section 14 zvino hapana matanhati atorwa panhau iyi takangogara pari zvino
asi chikonzero chei chaizvo chiri kuita kuti musabayiwe nhomba vamwe vanoti inyaya dzezvitendero zvavo zvisingavabvumidze vamwe ndo vanoti havana ruzivo rwakakwana chenyu chikonzero ndechei
chikonzero hatisati takanzwisisa maererano nevhakisini kuti marapiro ayo wemapesendeji yacho haasati anzwisika saka chinhu chinotiremera zvakanyanya kuti unzwisise kuti ndopinda mazvirere kana ndorega saka upenyu hwacho hunonge hwapatambo
Muri eZimbabwe, you're hearing there from one of the gentlemen who has actually lost his job. Ngenxa yalolu hlelo lokuthi abantu kumele bayohlatshwa ijekiseni. Varikutsanangura ka vamananga vanga vachichema vachiti iwe wakatorasikirwa nebasa nepamusana penyaya iyi. Apa Blessing also reached out to legal expert advocate Tinobuda Ishe Chinyoka to hear whether or not what some of these companies are doing is legal. Let us hear what advocate Chinyoka had to say.
Hachisi chokwadi kuti hazvisi pamutemo. Constitution yedu inotendera kuti zvinogona kuitiwa kuti pane dzimwe nguva in the interest of zvinhu zvakawanda kusanganisira chinonzi public health mamwe marights evanhu anogona kunzi hai iyoyo tombomira timbokoshesa upenyu hwavanhu utano hwevanhu saka kana tikati kana usina kubayiwa nhomba gara kumba tamisa your right to freedom of movement kana tikati munhu wose ngaabayiwe nhomba nokuti toziva kuti zvinodzivirira tamisa an aspect yeright to freedom of choice
asika vari kuti panyaya dzenhomba apa ikodzero yavo vachinyoka yekuti kana vasingadi havo kubayiwa havadi kubayiwa
chatofanira kurangana nacho kuti vanhu vose ivava vanotaura kwanzei handidi kubayiwa nhomba iyi ukavatarira mavoko avo vanadzo nhomba dzebcg dzavakabayiwa havana kufa vanenge vachitaura izvo vachitai ipapa maselfoni iwaya mamwe achona akagadzigwa kunyika idzodzo dzokunana china dzavanoti yeye nhomba yekuchina haishandi foni iyo ndokwayakabva yaari kutaura nayo
asika takaona svondo rapera vezimbabwe human rights commission vachiti pamutemo vanhu havafaniri kumanikidzwawo
vanhu vezimbabwe human rights commission vari kungobatirawo pamusoro nokuti vanofungira ndofunga kuti basa ravo nderokungopikisa kuti vavonekwe kuita sokuti vanoi havasi kucontroliwa nehurumende but zvimwe zvinenge zvavavo zvokungoda kuda kungobatira zvinhu pamusoro nokuti pasi rose rino nyika dzose zvadzo dzose dziri kuita mitemo yokuti vasina kubayiwa nhomba havagoni kuenda kumabasa vasina kubayiwa nhomba havagoni kukwira mabhazi vasina kubayiwa nhomba havagoni kuita zvinhu zvizhinji zvavari kumisiwa kune dzimwe nyika saka handivoni kuti chinhu chaitika muno muzimbabwe chingai chinoshamisira kudarika zvozvo ndechipi vanhu vanenge vachingoda kungovoneregwa kuti vaite zvokuti vahee tohwisisa mutemo toziva mahuman rights but apa vaita pfocho havasi kutaura zvinhu zviri pamutemo vari kureva nhema
Well, azilukandaba leya muzophela uadvocate Nomuda Ishe Chinyoka. He was on the phone with Blessing Zulu, my colleague. Lezwa okusanda kushiwo ngabantu lapha Zulu kanjaba lina likubona njani ngenani kuhlelo +12026192077 is the number to call. Let's head back to umnumzana Decent Dube sizwe umbono wakhe ngalolu daba. Dube usakhona ecingweni bafo?
Yes, Musase Kona put.
Right, so let's touch on this discussion here. Njengo Sakulayo, who's also a human rights activist. Ukubona njani na ngomunye umnumzana uMananga ubekhala ngempela esithi hayi waxoxwa emsebenzini ngenxa yokuthi bamtshela ukuthi sekumele athathe le injection elivikela iCOVID-19 kodwa bona bayasho ngempela as you highlighted earlier on ukuthi abalalo ulwazi oluthile about injection leli so bona bayesaba ukulithatha le injection kodwa ekhangela manje sebelahlekela umsebenzi.
Le I think into engekomthethweni because into ebalulekileyo kuyesengisa ukuthi khona ama-authorities kumele ahambise i-information ifike ebantwini ngoba kule sizathu sokuthi abantu beqale ukwesaba kutshengisa ukuthi i-information esiyitholayo eningi yile engaqondanga. So into ebalulekileyo yikuthi khona behambise i-information ebantwini abantu bekwazi ukuthatha ama-decision from an informed perspective ngoba umuntu uma esexhotshwa emsebenzini ngathi akafuni ukuhlatshwa kusuka sokuyiku-abuza amalungelo abantu. So into ebalulekileyo ukuthi khona i-government i-responde positively ngokuthi khona make sure ukuthi khona they explain to abantu ukuthi khona ama-vaccine la ama-consequences akhona iwathi lawathi ukuze wonke umuntu oyethatha i-decision ebekwazi ukuthi khona i-decision leyo uyithatha ngoba esazi ukuthi khona ulwazi alutholele uqondile.
Kodwa naye ingcwethi kwezemithetho u-advocate Chinyoka yena ubesithi hayi uhulumende and all these companies umthetho isisekelo sombuso siyasho ngempela ukuthi at some stage and point other human rights outride or override other human rights. So for example the right to human's life or dignity can override some of these human rights. Also you're saying angifuni ukuhlatshwa leli jekiseni, and so the government is within its rights in practicing this, and some of these companies are within their rights to practice this. He highlighted that. He also highlighted ukuthi lokho kwenziwa ngamakampani kwele Zimbabwe is something that's being done across the world, even lapho kwele Melika is being, you know, it's something that's being done ukuthi nga ungakathathi leli jekiseni likhona ithuba lokuthi ulakho ukuvuka kusasa bakutshela ukuthi ungabuya emsebenzini. How would you guys react to that?
I think it's something which we need to interrogate as sonke as a collective because ma kungabe kunjalo wonke umuntu usezahlaba ngenxa yokuthi khona akana choice and we can't be taking such a very important decision out of desperation. Into ekhona ukuthi everyone has to know ama effects ukuthi khona mangahlatshwa injection le kwenzakalani. And the only way ukuthi khona bonke abantu bethi ma bengabe behlaba injection bekwazi ukuthi bayihlabela nokuthi khona i-information ibe khona. Ma ukuthi khona kuqondile sikwazi ukuthi khona akunanto embi engavelela abantu uma behlabe injection. I don't think kunzima ukuthi khona kufinyelela sebantwini bajele. So the reluctance yokuthi khona abantu besabe ukuhlaba injection le because the right people are not reaching out to them. So kusuka kube nzima khona ukuthi khona basebenzisa ukuthi khona yini le enza ukuthi khona bengasini. Abanye they even think ukuthi khona the leaders are not even taking that vaccine. That's what they think. So kuba nzima ukuthi khona bona benjani bethathe i-vaccine. So into lezizo ezibalulekileyo ukuthi khona at least si-address the causes of ukuthi abantu bengafuni ukuthatha i-vaccine before even think of suspending them ukuthi bangasabuya emsebenzini. So I think siyabe si-address the something which is not the real issue la. Into ebalulekileyo is to understand ukuthi why abantu bengafuni ukuthatha i-vaccine. Let me take it from there.
All right, that's a very impressive point to highlight there, Bafo. So could you please also explain the same thing as Kiwa, so that for those that don't understand this in Jebel Basu, this is what we're putting. Yeah,
I feel like the government needs to reach out to people. Information is key, and even the constitution talks about the importance of access to information. So I think it's very important for the government to prioritize reaching out to the vulnerable communities, especially the rural communities, and for them to take a decision of suspending the companies. I think the government needs to take action against those companies because it's something which is wrong. What is important is for the government and other stakeholders to come up with a collective and ensure that everyone is accessing the right information at the right time, to try and debunk the fake news which is circulating online, especially on WhatsApp. So I think it's very important to ensure that everyone is getting the right information before we even think of saying, if so-and-so is not vaccinated, that's the decision which we are taking. Before we do that, we need to ask ourselves, have we reached out to everyone? Have we disseminated the right information to everyone before we can even talk of deciding what are we going to do about those who are refusing to take the vaccine?
All right. Decent. We're about to wrap up here. Could you please throw your last sentiments to the audience, especially the youth? Because for a very long time, throughout this whole time, a lot of people have identified the young group, the under 35, as being the hardest to reach out to in terms of urging them to abide by lockdown regulations, take the vaccine, etc., etc. So what would you have to say to them?
I feel like the young people are the ones who are, we have got the privilege of having social media accounts. We can access a lot of information, either fake, you know, or factual information. So they are aware of what is happening out there. It's unfortunate that most of the time they will be getting fake news and stuff, but to say that young people are the ones who are not adhering to lockdown regulations, I think it's not fair. Because we need to also understand that young people are one of the most affected when it comes to the lockdown, because most of them have been self-employed, some of them have been cross-border traders, and now they need to ask for them to make ends meet. So most of the young people are not employed, so it's really hard to expect them to just stay there and stay indoors and not try to get out something. So definitely they will end up failing to adhere to the regulations, and they will be found at the wrong side of the law. But it's, the unfortunate thing is that they have no choice, but it's the situation which is compelling them to end up being on the wrong side of the law. So we really need to talk about maybe trying to capacitate them to maybe give them something to start up businesses, to ensure that we give them platforms to come up with ideas on how they can be able to maybe come up with entrepreneurship initiatives so that they can survive during COVID-19, because a lot is happening. That's why most of the young people, they're found maybe being perpetrators of gender-based violence, being perpetrators of robberies which are happening throughout the country. So it's very important to really address these people as one of the priorities in the country during COVID-19.
All right, well, decent. Thank you so much for taking time out to be with us. We really appreciate your input.
Mike, hoping to join you once again in the future. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. Definitely. We're going to be reaching out soon. Well, Maria Zimbabwe, whilst on the discussion of coronavirus and the works of youth, I'd like to head over to another conversation I had with Thembelihle Mhlanga of Sibanye Trust, a youth-led organization based in Lupane, which is helping citizens better cope with the COVID-19 pandemic. Let us head over to that conversation.
Thank you, Mike. The statistics, the national COVID-19 positive statistic rise is really disturbing. You know, it's really shocking, particularly to note they are all local transmission and not the imported ones. So really, if we haven't taken a step as a nation, taking into consideration our economy and our health facilities that are not in good shape, this might lead to a number of fatalities due to this disease, Mr. Mike.
So, Mhlanga, tell me something. When coronavirus initially broke out in not just in Zimbabwe but across the whole world, predominantly the people affected were over the age of 40. But now with the evolving coronavirus variant, the youth have not been spared. Now the youth are also amongst the group of people that are dying due to COVID-19. Do the youth of Zimbabwe understand the dangers of coronavirus?
Of late to note, you know, youths are the young people in Zimbabwe are just, you know, they're just taking a back seat much. You know, they are very much, you know, they believe this, you know, as active as citizens, they are so much absorbed into, you know, particularly social gathering and money-spinning activities that keep them, you know, at interactions. You know, they equally believe, you know, they're just not, coming forth in in the prevention of the transmission of COVID-19, leading to, you know, you have noted, like, where I'm coming from, you see them maybe socializing, you know, using the back doors of bars, applying areas where football is being watched, and some actually being engaged, particularly in playing social soccer football, you know, particularly the rural areas. You know, it's really, really disturbing to see the young people not understanding the scourge, this pandemic.
I've had conversations with several medical experts, and one thing they seem to have highlighted, and of course it's correlated by the data released by the Ministry of Health and Childcare, is that as we speak right now, recently, the most affected areas in Zimbabwe are the rural areas. Would you argue that people in the rural areas understand what is happening in Zimbabwe in general? When we talk about coronavirus, we're also talking about the vaccination programs, etc., etc. And, of course, do they have easy access to these vaccinations?
Speak, Mike. In rural areas, it's really a disturbing. To note that particularly information is not really reaching well. The packaging of information, mostly it's not coming up in local languages.
Now, you're part of Sibanye Trust. What exactly is your organization doing in terms of helping Zimbabwe better handle the COVID-19 pandemic, especially in Lupane, where you guys are based?
As an organization, Sibanye Animal Welfare and Conservancy Trust, we are equally joining the other forces, other stakeholders in sort of engaging in public campaigns, you know, awareness campaigns, and equally distributing the PPEs, the equipment to sort of prevent, like, the sanitizers, the mask and stuff, of course, due to limited resources. Maybe the distribution or the donations might be of small units, but equally, even we are designing the small posters that are shared with social media. So as sort of to join the forces, we also join the risk communications and community engagement committee here in Lupane, sort of so to augment what the government is doing to alarm, sort of to conscientize, sort of to bring to public awareness the dangers and the updates on the awareness on this COVID pandemic.
Well, Zimbabwe Mushezi Lukandaba Liyamuzwa uThembelihle Mhlanga, lapha ngosakhulayo, who is based in Lupane, ubechazisa ngempela what they're encountering emaphandleni. Amure Zimbabwe mangamchinzi waka vamhlanga, Thembelihle Mhlanga, vanga vachitsanangura zvavari kusangana nazvo kumaruoko, vachiti vechidiki vanenge vari kutinetsei mukunyatsohwisisa zviri kuitika, vari kuhuhwawo. Vamwe vechidiki vachiti coronavirus is not a real thing. Hanzina nhasi kune vamwe vasiri kunyatsonzwisisa kuti coronavirus iripo zvechokwadi and iri kuuraya vanhu vakati one day. Vabata zvekare nyaya yenhomba sezvambotaurwawo kana vadhube vakati aiwa kumamisha uko nyaya yenhomba iri kutinetsei nanhasi ichiri kunetsa. Vari kukurudzira hurumende kuti itange kudistributawo kanhomba mune matingati nechirungu malocal clinics munzvimbo dzakasiyana siyana. Now let's take a look kuti abantu vachini kumakasi netwekufe. Facebook earlier on, I mentioned, if you write your comments on our Facebook pages, we're going to be reading them live on air. And then Taurai, Ndeipapo, Mkoma Mike Aiwa, Mkoma Taurai, Tinotenda, Zukurusa, Nukpinda, Phineas Chinojika writes, how are you, my dear friend? Vachinojika, thank you so much for joining us. I'm doing pretty well. How are you doing? I hope you're staying safe. Memory Zulu writes, hello there. Hi, Memory, how are you doing? Thank you so much for joining us. Mkoma Richard Moyo, Vanyura, Anzi, hello, say Mike Hove, aisa number hanzi ndifonereiwo aiwa chaedza kukufonderai mukoma tione kuti tinga kupinza ipachirongwa here. Hanzi nababa vambe zvichiri zvekuwirirana here? I think apavari kutaura nyaya yekuti chirongwa checovid-19 lockdown chiri kuendera mberi for another 2 weeks. Hanzi naMemory Zulu, so you're telling me that there is no reopening of schools because we're already in August. Please God help us, a lockdown till when? memories Zulu arikunyorapa. I hear I have a caller on the line. Let's take a caller and hear what the caller has to say. Caller, caller, mtereri. Nyakwamukela kuhlelo ndinomgamchira mchirongo. Who's on the line there?
Sawubona baba Duda, kunjani?
Ah, mfundisi, mfundisi, angiyaphila unjani mfundisi?
Hawa ngikhona kunjani, hawa noni.
Aywa, aywa, it's right, right, siyaphila lapha kwelo Melika.
Okay, hawa, no, ngibekithi umntwana. No, ngibe ngithanda ukuphawula ngendaba, kokuthoma indaba leya, yabantu basetshirezi na nangale triangle labo, baqothiwe emsebenzini batsho abafuna ukuhlabiwa yi-vaccine. Hey, mara the way izinto zikhamba ngakhona even masizwa angithi bomungameli nabo bamemezele phambilini ukuthi ma umuntu ma afuna ma angafuna uhlabiwa akuna nkinga. So nyamhla nje sekuyachenja. So inkinga ithome khonapho thanabona phambilini babathi wonke umuntu uyahlatshiwa. So nyamhla nje ma babuya futhi bachenja. So sibona abantu baqoshwe emsebenzini mara into le ayisinto irayithi. Isiyazibona ivinalana South Africa kuna abanye abantu vele bathoma unqonqoyila bathi mayo babize emsebenzi bayikufuneka ukuthi mani ngakahlabi angeke nivunyelwe emsebenzini mara labo bajamela amalungelo abantu bathi no akuna umuntu fonte aqothe even masizwa nobabaloya ukumela umbusazi wathi umuntu fonte bayenze njalo njalo into le ayisinde right baba bize wena baba Mike into le iyadanisa kakhulu ayisinto siyivumela ukuthi yenzeke kubantwini ngenxa yokuthi ukufosa abantu hayi ukuthi abantu baningi abanye bayaya mara la baya khona ku right ma abanye ma bazizwa ukuthi abona basi right kuya khona abantu bangagandeleli ukuthi yani bani ngafuni sengiqothe emsebenzini into le ngesinye isikhathi ayisinto right. Chini chivarezo chini chinorwadza zvikuru baba chokudzingwa kuvanhu mabasa mukati menguva ino asi nokukudza kuti vanhu vanenge vachida kundobayiwa corona vaccine ngavaende sitizva tinongoona kunoku vari kuvari kuenda vari kuvanenge vachiti awachatoenda nokuti vamwe nguva vanenge vachitya vamwe vachiti vanotya tsono iya yakareba zvikuru mabudiso aitwa patv vachioneswa vanenge vachitya but tinongodai vanhu vaka zvikava nemweya wamwari nokuti zvinhu hazvizo kumanikidza kunyaya kuzomanikidza vanhu nyaya yekuti munongozoinda ake nyaya yekuti wanzi basa rinopera zvoita sezvakamborehwa mushoko rokuna zvakazarwa chapter ya 13 ku16 17 18 kuti pachasvika nguva yekuti vanhu vachazomanikidzwa vakasununguka vapfumi nevarombo kuti hanani usina maki paruoko kana pahuma yake nevanotenga nokutengesa kana usina usina chini muruoka ubvumutengesa vati oroti izvi zvakafanana nekuti vanhu vakungomanikidzwa saka tatisingakurudziri kuti vanhu vamanikidzwe vanoda kuenda vaende uye futi kana munyika medu iyo mushonga yacho haisati yatova enafu hatitofunga kuti almost vanhu vatobaya vanogorosvika kana 1 million mune vanhu vakawandi
ndanditi vatodarika 1 million vakabayiwa nhomba
vavangani
pari zvino just under 1.5 vakatora jab yokutanga and then vakatora both first and second jab pari zvino they are just under 1.1
handiri mukutoona kuti nhamba iyo ishoma vamwe vanhu tinoona maraini marefu vamwe vati vakutoshayiwa mushonga kune dzimwe nzvimbo saka ivo vakumhanya kudzinga vamwe vanhu mabasa manje chirevo chisina kumira zvakanaka but hazvine izvazvo ndizvo zvinoita mukati moupenyu kuti dzimwe dzenguva panosvika kuti vamwe vanhu vasvike vamanikidzwe abantu vafose kuti vaenze zonge izinto lezo mara asina inye ndlela egcineni vhele iyo into izokuenzwa mara sizotini mara ngiyafisa kuti tana avo mungameli vasebenza ngenye ndlela kuti vangakhona ukufosa abantu even abantu avaye vayohlatywa ma ivaccine ikhona vangasavi vayohlatywa ivaccine leyo ngenxa yokuthi ukuhamba kwesikhathi wabona ukufosa abantu kuzokuyenzekela nebaba Mike abantu baningi bazogcina bathenga amakhadi ngenxa yokuthi abantu bane technology navo wabona ukufosa umuntu abantu bagcina bathenga namakhadi ye-coronavirus lawo umuntu ofika vakhona bachichiza amakhadi lawo angafika lapho bayenza emakhompyutheni bafika bachichiza amakhadi lawo umuntu athenga ikhadi lokuthi ndakabayiwa saka zvakafanira zvisi zvinhu zvakanaka inongokurudzira ndirangokurudzirangu kazhinji vechidiki vakawanda tizvati chitarisa zvedu kwatiri kunoko tinoona matiro kunoko nekumusha kwedu ano musiano oku nuku anitwa nzira yakanaka nokuti vanofamba nemasiji nemakore vakatanga kumakore zvaku pakurejiswa kutanga vanhu vadzobozi kutanga pa age 35 kusvika ku 13 ku 49 kwa viki zinotevira iyo vanonga vakutanga kuma vanhu makore 18 vasingodero saka dai ku Zimbabwe vaidaro nokuti kumusha kwedu maitiracho azvizvinenge zvacho zvakangosangana inyama nederere mumupfungwa imwe chete
regai ndikubvunzei nokuti manyatso tsanangura maondo enyu panyaya yekuti vanhu vaudzwawo kuti vanobayiwa nhomba asi sezvataurwawo kana advocate Chinyoka kuti aiwa pane mamwewo marights ekuti anobva aoverride maindividual rights saka tichitarisa nyaya yekuti chirwere checoronavirus chikuuraya vanhu vakawanda would you not argue kuti companies within its own rights in terms of protecting vashandi vavo to ensure kuti kana usati wabayiwa nhomba usauye kubasa would you not say that's fair?
Yeah, no, ndinokunzwai. I understand that, but chiri zvakadero kamukoma Mike. Zvakada kufano mukunyengetera matiri kuita chere Kristu Jesu paakauya onga asingafosi vanhu kuti vanhu vose ngavanamate Mwari dai Mwari akada kufosa vanhu vose kuti vaite zvavanoda nyika ingadei yakapira kufa saka dzimwe nguva Mwari pachavo musiki wevanhu tinoziva zviri kuti vanhu pachedu panyika taakutora simba rakanyanyisa kudarika ramwari nokuti chada kutaniso kuti hatizivi kuti iyo coronavirus tikanyabayiwa tose nhasi uno panapo inoperere tinogobewa tose pano hatisingazoti inoperere tirasaida kupa nhau yemask ndogana kapfeka mask but dzimwengo ukafa mukati memwenzvimbo kwatirisa mukati memask munenge maane dust saka zvinhu zvinotitambudza kuti ko zvino coronavirus kana dust richipinda mukati memask inotitadza sekuti bata saka zvatarava Chinyoka indo ikurume uloba Chinyoka awasaizwa tisinge sinye sikati even maunkulunkulu inango kwake tana maati wongo munhu fauti angitandaze maaenza ngekani kumuntu wonge unkulunkulu inango kwake kuti umuntu ufuna kungitandaza angitandaza maumuntu angafuni angeka afose so nyamuka njezi matona ama company afosa abantu kuti if you don't want to vaccinated don't come to work but that thing is not good at all because many people have a right to say yes to say no ngenge kuti mas vone ndofanele mara sizotini baba Mike asina indo singa icho atina zvatingazviita nekuti government inoita zvainoda nekuti ndova nesimba revanhu but ndopanda pamufana kuti chedai Mwari pachavo vanga kati vanhu vose ngavandina mate vaiti nenzira yavo tingadii pamwe zvinotisipo saka
regai ndikubatsei pamuromo ipapo mufundisi regai nditore umwe muteereri but before don't hang up I'm going to come back to you shortly I like some of the points that you're highlighting let me take the other caller and hear what they have to say zviluka ndaba ngiyeza ukuthi ngilo munye umlaleli ongenayo kuhlelo khola muteereri welcome to the program who's on the line khola hello
yes ino ndinoda kutaura pamusoro kudarwa kwenhomba
enderai mberi
ivinde tisingawo here tichisvimadza vasikora nedhivana rimwe nasakasiza namezitawo rimwe namapamu vari vana vezimbabwe tinobvumisa kutaiwa tivinisa dzapiri redio kana to gavhumendi yedu yekuzimbabwe irinde tisingawo nezvedu
Musi kunzwika zvakanaka baba asi kuti ndikupindirei based on what the little that I heard pamunoti government iri kufunga here vanhu nangove vari mudiaspora kana kuti chizvarwa chezimbabwe unobvumidzwa kakudzokera kumusha kunobayiwa nhomba
tiri kutarisa mafambiro atiita munzira kufamba nemabhazi tichienda kuzimbabwe mafambiro achona tikure mabhazi
Baba, regai ndikubatsei pamuromo. Let me ask my producer to call you back because we can't hear you. Your line is very, very bad. I'm going to ask my producer to call you back and hopefully we can hear you a little more clearer when you come back. Mfundisi, are you still on the line?
Yes.
Right. And I like the fact that, you know, ngumfundisi, unjalo ngumuntu ongisakhulayo, So another thing I also want to touch on, njengoba ungumfundisi, is udaba lokuthi bakhona abanye abafundisi to this day abangakhuthazi abalandeli babo ukuthi bathathe le Jackson lokuhlatshwa elivikela COVID-19. You know, what role does religion play in educating people about the coronavirus pandemic?
Yeah, see, mi handa kutara shukutanga, matras zakanaka, like seni, samfundisi, dinona vanu wakawanda wa shindubaiwa, wamo watininga shibata na avu wa shindubaiwa au, asizi nina uyo kudai, so, sada kutara shukuti, mitanda wakuti, enye, ngesini skati, funa kuku, udaviti, yenangu kwa hake, inkosi, ngesini skati, wavala abandu, ngesikati mawavala abandu, ngesikati lesu, unkulunkulu wa mkwatela, tuwayu wenza njalo, so uNkulunkulu wafika kuye wathi wena David uyenzela lokho so for to choose ukuthi uchuza indlala for iminyaka e7 or uchuza igulo or amalanga amathathu yena agcina athi ngingichuza wena ngabano gulo uNkulunkulu abulala abantu wafika 70,000 yamadoda so that's why ngingisizathi njengami ngomfundisi singakhona kuyenza lokho even abafundisi labo bangakhona ukugcukuzela abantu nami angivasobole ati vashori niye kuti dzimwe dzenguva ninge vane mari zvinhu zvinonetsa dzimwe dzenguva kuti cheunyari leader zvandakaita pana vantu fama ndakudzaonda ndaenda mutobaiwa chichi vamuti vamwe wangu vatanga kuti amavaona zvivafundisi vaya havana chavanoziva saka dzimwe nguva tiri vafundisi okani suo tinenge tiri pa under pressure panhau yakafane iyi atisaka ngokukosha nichoda kungotora kunyika kune vanhu vanoda kundobaiwa vanofa kuti vaende hazvina dambudziko kubaiwa kunyanyanya ndakunyanya kumotivata varume because I know many people especially men afraid to go there and vaccinated because you're afraid the injection so ndoda kukurudzira varume vakawanda kuti ngavaende kana vachinzwa kubaiwa hakumborwadzi kundokobaiwa akurwadzi asi kana vachinzwa kuti havagoni kuzvida sezvo tinonzwa umwe wafundisi vanoti hawa hatizvidi sezvoizvozvo saka ivo vane reasoniwo yavanonge vachipa nenyaya yekuti munongozivawo imimi kana uri leader uri pasi pashe unongoitawo nenzira yashe wazvinhu zvenguva wakagona kuudza vanhu indai mundobayiwa chiichi vamwe vanogoti asi chakangokosha nechongoti ini chandoda ngokurudzirangu samufundisi mwoyo chiri ndiroga I think Sunday ndaitonyengeta no vanonzwa kuda kuenda kundobaiwa vaccine endai makasununguka haisi nhau yokuti zvakadii vanonzwa kuda asi kana unonzwa kuti haadi ngaarege zvake asi kuti hazvina dambudziko kuno unonzwa kuda haisi nhau yokuti tinofotseredza vanhu kuti mudi sanotira chiti savanhu vamwari tinofamba nevanoda kufamba neshoko ramwari vanhu vakawanda vari kunyika vasingadi kunamata mwari but hativafosi kuya kuna mwari saka zvakufanira even muvaccine munomo Mr. Mike kune vanhu vakawana kuna manya magulu amaningi even maatikhuluma nje eZimbabwe asithi lana eSouth Africa party for 24 hours kushonile abantu basika 199 so even ma 199 mayinjalo kuna vantu even masibala ilizwe lelonge abantu bahlongakala ngenxa ingase corona bangathi so thoti mthambi ngelanga ungakona ukuthi elizwe leSouth Africa lele even eZimbabwe kuhlongakala abantu 30,000 every day mara abavalwa mara ngenxa yokuthi igulo leli yathusa mara indingayefuna indifuna ukutshela abantu aningi laba balalelayo ukuthi let's try the best because I know this pandemic is not good at all because I see many people as I speak now my sister-in-law is passing away with that COVID-19 so saka kuna vanhu vanonge vachida tinongokurudzira zveshuwa ngatiende uye futi nyika yekwedu yezimbabwe yanyaita noizi nekuti vanhu vari kutochemera mushonga yacho because mavaccine is not enough at all in Zimbabwe there so vanofanira kuti vazame kukurumidza kana vachiwana vobaya vanhu kuti vanhu vose vaende saka zvinoda kungokurudzirangu asi kunyanyanyei kuyouth nokuti chere kunoku esouth africa silana iyouth yawa nayo haikafuni kuya vasajikajika iyouth avantu avachafana nati avaningi vakona vasajikajika ngendava yakona le vaccine vati mara sichotemba kuti ukamba kesikati abantu bazokhamba.
All right, mfundisi, ndanchikumbura kuti mukande mashoko enyu kupedzira tochipeta hedu huru kure yedu. Tinotenda zvikurusa nekupa pano kandai mashoko enyu kupedzira.
Okay, mina amazwi ngathanda kwakhuluma, ngithanda ukuthi sithaba sakazimo siyabona ukuthi amazwe nama abantu bayaphela. Ngendaba yecoronavirus abantu baningi balahlekelwe ngemindeni, balahlekelwe ngabo baba abosaziwayo, vanhu vakawanda vakarasikirwa nevahama, mabasa akapera nedawo nenhauyedendai. Chingoripo ndechongoti vana vamwari dzimwe nguva sezvatinoziva kushoko ramwari rinoti tiri pasi pevatungamiriri vanotungamirira. Saka ngatizamei kungoitawo nenzira yatinoona nayo nokuti kana mabasa azopera sezvichovamwa kudzimwa basa makamba kuti azvokuti nozokuti ndandokurudza kuti mufundisi ndirongoti zvishuwa kana neniwo pachangu ndinomurudza ndiri kurima ruma ririmi bhozi vanhu vakawanda vakanditeera sedangoti ngatigonei nepatinogona napo tigonei vanoda kuenda ngavandobayiwa hazvirwadzi ngo hazvituturikana masekenzi cherozi pamuwo vanogona kumbodhurongekawo vachizotoraiwo mapanado kana muchinge mabayiwa. Asi takanyanya kukosha ngatisakangana kunyengetera Mwari panguva yakafana nedenda ino kuti zvichiwa nyika yapara vana vopera kufa. Ngatinyengetere Mwari asitanda zeino mukurunkulu. Let's pray each and every day about this pandemic, because many people who are suffering outside there, many people they are losing life and jobs and everything about these things. So ndinongotenda Mwari naizvozvo baba brother Mike.
All right, thank you so much, Mfundisi, for joining us. That was really a mouthful. Really appreciate you always putting your number and always wanting to be there. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, Muriya Zimbabwe, now you heard some of Mfundisi's sentiments touching there on partially he touched on what's happening with schools, and some of the comments were addressing schools. We had hoped, we had invited some educators to be with us on the program, but unfortunately due to network, we couldn't get a hold of them. We're hoping that next week bazangena kuhlelo so that bachasise umbono wabo ngalokho okwenzakalayo esikolo. But as we wrap up Muriya Zimbabwe, I want to spotlight another organization which is helping Zimbabweans better cope with the effects of the coronavirus pandemic. Let us head over to a report which was done by VOA correspondent Columbus Mavunga, which focuses on the Friendship Bench, an organization which is helping Zimbabweans a better cope with the COVID-19 pandemic. Here we're talking about mental health challenges. Let's take a look.
Friendship Bench started in 2006 to provide counseling to those stressed or depressed by the political and economic situation in Zimbabwe. The organization now has branches at most clinics and hospitals in Harare and is the only large mental health therapy service operating in the country. The service is run by volunteers who say they do not want to see people stressed. According to Chengetai Nyamukapa, country's coordinator for Friendship Bench, many people have stopped meeting others in person due to COVID-19.
We continue to provide counseling to people who are affected, who are infected by the COVID-19 pandemic. And again, we are saying that we are not able to do that using our conventional face-to-face. But what we have done as an organization is to migrate to an online platform.
But some, such as Elizabeth Shibeka, still come to their offices. The 49-year-old says her father is battling with COVID-19.
I have nothing to pay for his medical bills. I am unemployed. I have no means to raise funds even for his food. Those are some things stressing me. Hence, I came here to talk to these people. COVID-19 is there, and it's real, especially where we stay.
53-year-old Forgeti Gutuza is one of the counselors at Friendship Bench. She says COVID-19 is dominating her counseling.
COVID-19 has really spread its wings. It's all over, but people are not masking up. I do not know how awareness programs can be done. I wonder why people do not understand the situation we are in. My neighbor conducts church service nearly every day.
Dr. Deborah Machando is the chief of mental health for the World Health Organization's office in Zimbabwe. She says COVID-19 has caused a lot of stress to people.
Lately, we've been seeing a number of psychological disorders, including panic attacks, insomnia, depression, and also a surge in terms of family conflicts and violence. So there are a number of things that people can actually do to mitigate loss of income.
She says they include understanding that the world is in strange times, cutting down on expectations and adjusting downwards on needs. That must be advice for stressed people like Chibeka to take note of, as the cases of infections by COVID-19 continue to spike in Zimbabwe, with the Delta variant on the rise. Columbus Mavungam for VOA News, Harare, Zimbabwe.
All right, Moria Zimbabwe, now unfortunately we have reached an end of our program. That was VOA correspondent Columbus Mavunga. Let's meet same time, same place, Panafapanepenure Studio 7. I go by the name of Big Mike, at Big Mike T on Twitter and Instagram if you're looking to chat with me. Moria Zimbabwe, Mtogazomuche, let's meet same time, same place next week. Bye-bye!